Are.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. An emergency petition is asking the Texas Supreme Court to block Galveston County's new precinct map ahead of November's election. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn reports.
Galveston County officials redrew precinct boundaries back in June after the March primary had already taken place. The plaintiffs argue this change isn't fair to voters or potential candidates. Sarah Chin is an attorney at the Texas Civil Rights Project.
It creates so much confusion and chaos. The people that we've talked to in Galveston are extremely confused as to how this can possibly be allowed.
Attorneys for Galveston County did not immediately return a request for comment. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
FBI Houston has doubled the reward for information on the second anniversary of a triple homicide in Cypress. The Bureau is now offering $50,000 to find the person responsible for the murders of Kelly Masiarelli, along with her son Colin Foster, and his girlfriend Cameron Richard. The three were killed in a home on Plains River Drive that was set on fire. Venezuela's oil minister will address top energy executives during a conference in Houston tomorrow. News 88.7's Natalie Weber.
The conference is expected to draw 600 attendees, bringing together Venezuelan officials and the city's largest oil and gas companies. The speakers include Venezuela's oil minister and a vice president of Venezuela's state-owned oil company. Organizers say the event will give U.S. oil and gas executives a chance to meet with some of Venezuela's top energy leaders. After the U.S. seized Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, President Trump encouraged American companies to invest in Venezuela's oil resources. However, many energy leaders have remained skeptical. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
We're expecting partly cloudy skies this evening, overnight low.